In this bulletin, the federal government agrees to release 20,000 home care packages. Australia's economy grows at the fastest annual pace in nearly 2 years. And in sports, Australia announces its largest ever squad for this month's World Athletics Championships. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Thousands of older Australians waiting for at-home care will now be able to access new care packages. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler has agreed to release 20,000 extra home care packages between now and October 31st. But he's warned the move will add extra pressure on the budget. The Coalition and crossbenchers pushed for the earlier release. Independent Senator David Pocock welcomed the government's decision.
I acknowledge that a new Aged Care Act is big, bold reform that has had multi-partisan support here in the Parliament. One of the things that was missing as part of the delay of the Act was bringing forward the release of home care packages, given how urgent that is. This is having a huge impact on older Australians, on their families, and on state and territory hospital systems.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has refused to release details of how a $400 million deal with Nauru would operate. The Memorandum of Understanding would allow those deemed non-citizens to be sent to Nauru to be settled. The deal was signed on Friday in Nauru during a visit by Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke, who released a statement saying it would help the government manage the around 280 immigration detainees who are part of the so-called NZYQ cohort. Members of the group were released into the Australian community after a landmark High Court decision in 2023 ruled it's unlawful for the federal government to detain people indefinitely in immigration detention. Mr. Albanese did not provide a timeline on when more details on the deal would be released.
We have arrangements between governments, and those arrangements are ones that we enter into across the board.
Antonio Guterres has become the first UN chief to visit Papua New Guinea to join in celebrating 50 years of the country's independence. Prime Minister James Marape affirmed his country's commitment to the United Nations Charter and principles of peace and cooperation. He also assured Mr. Guterres that his government is committed to implementing the outcome of the Bougainville referendum. Mr. Guterres says he's honoured to undertake this historic trip.
But I have an enormous admiration for the resilience, the courage and the determination of your people. I'm honoured to be the first UN Secretary General to visit Papua New Guinea and to join you in celebrating 50 years of Papua New Guinean independence and democracy. And the United Nations has walked with you on this journey from weapons disposal to the 2019 referendum, and will continue to stand beside you as the next phase begins.
Australia's economy grew by 1.8% in the 12 months to June, the fastest pace in almost 2 years. The data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows growth of 0.6% in the June quarter. The key drivers for growth came from household spending, particularly hospitality and travel, coinciding with interest rate cuts in February and May. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says overall it's good news to see the figures.
It's a very welcome and substantial pick-up in growth. Equal fastest quarterly growth rate in almost 3 years and the fastest annual growth rate in almost 2 years.
The Reserve Bank of Australia has reduced rates three times since February to 3.6%. The central bank is expected to leave interest rates on hold when it next meets at the end of this month. In sports, Australia will send its largest ever squad to this month's World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. Among the 88 athletes selected are teen sprinting sensation Gout Gout and Olympic gold medalist Nina Kennedy, who returns from a hamstring injury. Australian Athletics High Performance General Manager Andrew Fauci says the squad represents the growing popularity of athletics and the strong performances of Australians on the world stage. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.